So Cumberbatch better.
He's done it before.
Well, he's not done Watson. So Cumberdick, Bumberdatch.
Humperbutt.
Humperditch. Dang it. Cumberdone.
Dumber well.
You're making me mess up.
Ride that pickle. Straight to the target.
Now you're putting hats on top of your hat.
I need more hats. Is that how time works? It's like a big bowl of jelly.
You know, 30 no's and one yes is still yes.
I'm not a bad person.
Now we're thinking with gas and swag.
Can you just edit me out while you stutter?
Broken Media.
Hello, everybody.
Greetings.
Wow.
We're back.
Welcome.
It's us again. Broken Media, Inc. My name's Dustin, destroyer of podcasts, Holmes.
I am Chris. I'm here to do the podcasts.
Let the castings begin.
I'm Bob, and I'm also one of you pod people.
Let the casting commence.
And today's flop is Holmes and Watson. We all know what this is. It was a mistake, a blight on cinema.
No. Guys, are you going to spoil this movie for me?
Have you not seen it? It's no. So good,
dude.
Are
you seriously going to spoil this movie on me?
No, man, I'm not going to do that. You know what?
Come on, man.
I want you to watch it. It's so good.
I wanted to see... You know I wanted to see this.
I don't know how we're going to do this and not spoil it, though. I won't say what happens at the end when he dies. Fudge! Celery cheese.
Celery?
Sticks.
God, you don't even say spoiler alert. Nothing.
Thanks. That's not true. That can't be true.
It was first announced in 2008. And it was supposed to be Sacha Baron Cohen playing Sherlock Holmes and Will Ferrell playing Watson.
Wow, that would have been an entirely different movie.
Yes.
I haven't even seen it.
Right.
That would have been a strange energy.
It would have been the same as Talladega Nights. They worked together in that one. I think it would have been cool.
I feel like they would just try to out-edge each other.
But Will Ferrell would have to play like kind of a dunce because he's Watson. He backed out. So Will Ferrell took Sherlock Holmes and John C. Reilly signed on as Watson. And they knew this movie was going to be bad from pre-screenings. So they tried to sell it to Netflix before they launched it to theaters. And nice. Netflix said no.
Netflix they found out about the pre-screenings.
Said no.
No, thank you.
That's how bad this movie is. Wow. The creators were like, maybe we can sell it to Netflix.
You've really dashed my hopes.
No, it's a fantastic movie. And I'm so glad it's around. I mean, the reviews are it's positive. Dummy boy. This morning I was going home and I got a little tired. I'm sorry, babe. 1 star. So
thanks, dummy boy.
You know?
It, really on point there.
Yeah.
I found what they call the top 10 hashtags for this movie.
I didn't know that was
Let's
a thing.
Let's get into it.
First one is hashtag boring.
Oh.
Hashtag cringeworthy. Oh. Hashtag bad acting.
Oh, no.
Oh, beans.
Hashtag mindless. Ah. Hashtag forgettable.
Okay. Oh, man.
Hashtag corny.
Wow. Dang.
Hashtag overhyped.
You don't want that.
Oh, boy.
Hashtag awkward.
I don't know.
And the last one is hashtag funny.
Jeez, guys. Hey, there you go. There's kind of like a compliment.
There was one mixed in
there. A ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
In just a cloudy sky.
Yeah. What's a compliment sandwich with one side?
Judging by the number of hashtags and how many were positive, that's about 10% of people think it was a good movie.
Those 10% matter, though.
Yeah, all adds up.
Someone likes this. I really want this to be a good movie.
Anything probably could be better. That movie really did kind of suck. I did watch it. Every bit, every joke has a huge, obvious setup. And the whole thing is you're waiting through an entire scene for the joke to happen that you're watching.
We have to change the actors.
Yeah. I would want Sacha Baron Cohen back.
And Benedict Cumberbatch. Sacha Baron Cohen as Moriarty. Benedict Cumberbatch as Sherlock Holmes. Will Ferrell as Watson.
Mm.
Is Moriarty in this story?
Yeah, every time.
Okay, good.
It's like his Joker.
I mean, there's different stories.
I was thinking about, for Holmes, John Turturro.
I don't know if he has the chops. Here's what I'm seeing.
I don't know.
Watson is played by Sherlock Holmes. What?
Hello? Movies? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Got this.
Where are you, universe?
Watson is Holmes. Holmes is Watson. Watson is Holmes. Holmes is Watson.
Get on board. So Cumberbatch better.
He's done it before.
Well, he's not done Watson. So Cumberdick, Bumberdatch.
Humperbutt.
Humperditch. Dang it.
Humperbutt.
Cumberdone.
Dumber well.
You're making me mess up.
I'm
not
doing anything.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict, yeah.
Hence.
Three times real fast.
Hansel.
Benedict Cumberbatch is Sherlock Holmes. The Rock is Moriarty.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So can their wittiness beat The Rock, who's just raging? His big secret plot for this movie is he's going to fucking punch everything.
That is like the antithesis of Moriarty. Moriarty's a mastermind.
Yeah.
And now he's a brute.
Now he just...
It's a weird spin.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
But he can punch through almost anything.
Yeah.
Does he have some kind of special fists? Something we don't know about his hands at this point?
Yeah. Keen-eyed watchers would catch that he's got icicles.
Okay.
Because they melt and there's no murder weapon because Moriarty would do that.
So he punches shards into everything. Uh-huh. With ice. Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
So he's basically the Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
The Rock as Mr. Freeze. Again,
murderers.
Sherlock Holmes.
Begin. I feel like I could have done every speaking role better.
You played as you, portrayed as you.
Yeah, Dustin Holmes, Sherlock's nephew, who actually solves the thing. Yeah. I'm the guy. Yeah. Pass the torch, Sherlock.
200 years later, he finally figured it out.
Never get the credit.
Yeah. It's always me doing it.
Oh, it's because you have like one of those mailboxes. Where you can put a letter in and then they get it.
He just texts me questions. He's like, who is this man? And I'm like, I play a game and I'm like, God, and I had to like Google it real quick and send it back to him and it solves the case.
You put an iPhone in the mailbox.
Yeah.
At the lake house.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of ways I could do it.
I mean, that's the easiest.
It's called world building.
It's delightful.
What if this time Sherlock Holmes is the murderer?
They enlist him with solving
his
own
motivation?
Crime.
Does he kill Moriarty?
I think he killed Moriarty.
Just vengeance.
As he's trying to solve, quote unquote, solve the crime, he's actually trying to pin it on someone else.
Yeah, on Watson.
Yeah. What if it wasn't like just a straight up movie? What if it was a TV show? But filmed like the real world?
IRL Twitch stream.
Yeah. But it's like Live PD or Cops, but it's Sherlock Holmes and Watson solving.
Right, yeah.
But they're just pulling over people that are doing drugs and stuff, right?
Oh, I don't know. They could be doing all kinds of stuff. They're detectives, aren't they?
Great would that be as just a YouTube series? Just Sherlock Holmes and Watson pulling people over? What's this green herb, Watson? Appears to be a rare parsniperous root. I will investigate further.
Highly suspicious.
You gentlemen, we're going 100. Good day. And they just get back in their jalopy.
They keep their parsnipping it. Whatever
the parsnipping it root. Don't, dude. It's a fact. Hey, Google it. Hashtag
world building.
World building. Now, do they have a monkey and a boy in the trunk?
No. Maybe. What? Maybe there's a monkey on one of their shoulders.
A forever monkey for the shoulder times.
Yeah, a little buddy, as it were, for all the time.
The daytimes and the nighttimes.
A permapal.
Permapal.
Except for when he's pooping.
Yeah.
Unless he just does it into his hand and then throws it at your foes.
You don't want him to be a poop-throwing member of your shoulder squad, is all I'm saying. Chris, I'm going to need you to take your energy just up a little bit. Maybe meet me somewhere in the middle, bro, because I'm falling asleep.
Okay.
Good. Great.
Good. Great. Here we go.
Here we go again.
I'm not hyped enough. I'm just mellow.
I guess I'll just stay in the creek.
Guess it's going to rain again today.
This incarnation.
Yes.
Of Holmes and Watson needs a third arm somewhere. I don't care if it's robotic or flesh, but I feel like someone needs one more arm just to be able to act easier or more.
Like an Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just an extra helpful
arm. Actually smart.
Yeah. I want it to not be a funny bit. I want that thing to have like a murder mode and really like a legit tool.
And that was the thing with Gadget. It would always be by accident.
Yeah, it was jokey. It was an accident.
He never failed, and it was always by accident.
Yeah, this thing's like the Guyver. Like, it's going to do it.
The Wraith.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Nuclear on the inside.
However we do it, I'm not going to be around on set and stuff. I will not work with John and Will.
Oh, I was talking about the radiation.
Oh, that too. That's something to stay away from.
No, those guys are great.
they're terribly unattractive. And I don't want to catch that shit.
You're terribly ridiculous. I stand by what I was saying earlier, though.
What was that again? Dinklage should be Moriarty?
Yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen as Moriarty. Will Ferrell as Watson.
You know people call him Wilf.
Wilf.
His friends call him Wilf.
The Wilf.
Yo, Wilf.
It's the Wilf. I bet his name's Wilford or Wilfred.
Ooh, you dirty William? Wilf.
Why would it be Wilf?
I don't know.
I mean, is it for F for Farrell?
Probably. Wilf. I'm not one of his buds.
Perhaps.
He's terribly unattractive.
You could find out what his first
name is. Oh, yeah, man. If I just got on my phone and started searching stuff, I guess.
You haven't put your phone down.
Because you know why, dude? I'm so bored with you right now that I'm playing so Candy Crush. I'm playing a game.
I am so done with your disrespect.
I'm sitting here texting a different podcast, dude.
Texting my boo.
While reviewing a product.
Yeah. What if he was goth?
What? That's nice.
Everything's the same.
He might be more relatable.
Yeah.
That's the thing about Holmes is he's so aloof. But if he was goth, it might tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, usually Holmes is like in his office thinking by playing a violin or doing like an experiment. But now he's like
doing his own piercing, sitting on a cinder block on the street. Not even his neighborhood. Barbed wire hoops. Yeah, modified his fingernails into points and painted them black.
Yeah. And he's like a cat. He got bit by a cat demon. Mm-hmm. So now he's got cat.
Meow.
No, it's not better. It's starting to sound more like a sci-fi series than...
He's a cat. Meow.
Watch it. Meow. No.
Right meow. Meow. Get over here. Right meow. That's old.
What if Watson was a cat?
A shoulder cat.
A shoulder cat.
Instead of a tiny simian, it could be a feline.
No way. Now, hold on. What if Watson was a shoulder cat and Holmes was the shoulder monkey?
On whose shoulders?
The Rock.
The Rock.
Okay.
What?
It's always The Rock.
That's the most powerful being. I'm saying put that in a fighter game. The Rock with a Sherlock Holmes monkey and a Watson cat. I don't think you lose a lot. I don't think Eddie Gordo has enough spin kicks.
It should be The Rock.
Well, I mean, what was that movie with Eddie Murphy? Meet David or Ted or something? What was it?
Mm-hmm.
Where he was like an alien spaceship.
Dave?
Remember that. I don't remember the title.
Yeah, that's how stupid they did it. But we'll do it better.
Yeah.
But for our movie, Sherlock Holmes was always just The Rock with a monkey and... Because that's the complete Sherlock Holmes. That's his final form.
In the classical sense.
Yeah. But the monkey's goth. You know what we need to do now? Because it sounds like we're getting close to a legit solid project here. We're going to need to add our flavor. I'm excited, and I think good things can only come from this. So our secret flavor of this movie is going to be nurses wrestling. I feel positive about this.
Nurses and wrestling.
I'd watch it.
I mean, tasteful, right?
Like, The Rock is a professional healthcare provider.
He's like a CNA.
Who has a trained cat and monkey assistant. His secret power is wrestling.
Oh. What if he's the doctor at the morgue? His profession.
I feel like that's where Moriarty would work.
Ooh, yeah. Don't tell nobody that.
No.
That's later. Tell people that. This time, The Rock that's always just talks to him and trusts everything he says.
Yeah, but he's deep. He's deep in the cover. Yeah,
he's in there changing shit in the bodies.
Morgue.
Dude. We just made a movie.
I think we did.
Who's voicing the monkey? Sherlock.
I didn't even think about Godfrey. Voice actors.
Gilbert Godfrey?
Yeah. I found a clue!
He would just be the bird again from Aladdin.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I like that. And then Watson, the cat, is... Roseanne Barr.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled is Watson. Yes! Yes! Now we're thinking with gas and swag. The Rock, DJ Khaled, and Gilbert Godfrey are Sherlock Holmes coming 2019. you know?
Oh, yeah.
Then the Stone Cold music plays.
Hype.
Makes sense.
Because Moriarty was played by who again?
What, dude?
Who played Moriarty again?
Actually, did we not establish that
I don't
early?
Think we did.
It's Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, yes. Sacha Baron Cohen. But he's dressed like Stone Cold, obviously, because they're playing the music. Most of the movie is dressed like Stone Cold. And he's a Morgan. Stone Cold. Okay, so Sacha Baron
Stone
Cohen.
Stone Cold as a mortician.
He's a mortician.
As portrayed by Sacha Baron Cohen.
As imagined by the innovation
in
eaters.
In a full meat suit. A full Stone Cold meat suit.
Oh.
But he's Sacha Baron Cohen underneath, and nobody knows.
Yeah, because they know what Moriarty looks like.
Yeah,
he's wearing...
Yeah, he takes the meat suit off to do his deeds.
Does he do the Stone Cold voice?
Do it. What's it go? How's it go?
I don't think I can. I did a voice earlier. My dad will get upset if I do two voices.
If I feel like if I do it, it's just going to be the Hulk.
Oh, hell yeah. This body was shit, brother. His body was stump raw dry. I can't. I don't want it.
That was a good.
Sounded like the Hulk trying to do Stone Cold.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Me Stone Cold, brother.
Right on.
That was good. That was a great crossover.
Yeah.
Crossover impersonation.
You're fired. You're fired.
Oh man, this water bottle is killing me.
Yo,
I have a glass bottle from now on, or hard plastic.
Yeah.
That I can't squish. I have a bad habit of squishing water bottles.
We can make the break. Can you
just edit me out while you stutter?
Don't make funny jokes about me stuttering because then I have to leave the stuttering in. So if I stutter, just shut the fuck up.
Actually sound like that to everyone.
Shut up. Listen, okay? This is how fast I made a website. It only has two W's. www.shutthefuckupchris.net/org/ son.
Now it's recorded and everybody knows.
What? That I sound dope?
That you have a fake website.
Oh, my God.
Where I should shut the fuck up.
All right, man. I don't like when you curse on the show, man.
Oh, okay. So if I just say it, then it's bad. I got it. I'm sorry. I'll be nice. I'll be a good boy.
You're a dark cloud over my sunny day. You know that?
It's a golden shower.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Because there's one more thing I wanted to say, and we can just leave it at that.
All right. Well, let's capture it.
All right. I think Sherlock Holmes should join the Avengers. I don't know. Maybe get in the Marvel Universe.
Eventually.
We can make deals. I can make a deal with...
There can be some Orwellian development where he gets a time machine, or they have time travel.
Yeah.
At some point. He just...
And then...
Okay.
Because then Rocket and Monkey Sherlock Holmes could have a fist fight, is what I'm saying. How cool would that be? But it's not CGI. I want it to be flesh actors.
There might be some issues with that.
Why? Why?
Well, there are certain agencies that could take offense.
Okay. So do we get an actual monkey and an actual raccoon to fight then?
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. It might not be a good look for us.
Maybe they could just like fake wrestle like WWF.
There might be a public outcry. We could animate it.
I guess we could do CGI. I'm so tired of relying on CGI when it's the art is the writing, you know?
Visceral.
Rocket Raccoon and Sherlock Holmes as a monkey having a fist fight is my spirit animal. I think, personally. I don't know how you guys feel about
this anymore.
My problem is I don't think you're as excited about Holmes as I am. And Watson as a couple.
I am so excited that I can't bear to think about it anymore because it's just too stressful.
Slap that.
Scribo.
Scribe on the podcast, folks.
Love you.
iTunes. Tell a friend. Toke pass on this podcast. I know you just do it every time. What, dude?
I mean, yeah, in some states.
Broken Media is kind of like a kind bud in your ear. Your earbuds were that kind bud. So Toke pass, man. Listen to the episode twice. Tell a friend.
Your ears.
You might like this.
Tell your dad.
Follow us on Twitter @ Broken Media Inc. Did I make that Twitter account yet?
You told me you did.
I think I lied. I think I may have just boasted and I didn't do it yet.
How many punches is that, Bob?
At least 10.
I'm sure it'll be broke @ Broken Media Inc. And
@ Dustin with brokenlegs.com.
What? Send us flops for us to fix because we're running low here.
If you have something that you'd like us to fix, let us know.
Tell us in the 5-star review you leave. How about that?
That'd be great.
How about that? I want our fans to be powerful do it fans, you know? Not, and we don't call them that's fans, we kind. Call them powerful do it guys, ladies, men, people. Dang it. We'll work on that one.
Denizens of the internet.
Should we have like a specific name for our followers?
The Powerful Warrior Clan.
Yeah.
Broken Media's Powerful Warrior Clan.
Okay.
Dude, really? Because they're powerful warriors and they.
Let's put a pin in that.
Okay.
Sounds powerful, but I don't know.
Maybe we'll let us know.
I think we could do better.
At Broken Media Inc. Let us know if you vote for the. We can make a vote thing and they can say what they want to be called and probably be Powerful Warrior Clan.
It could be. I could see some voting for it.
All right, well.
At least one that I know of.
Me, for sure, will vote for it. Yeah.
That's one vote.
And I'll probably bribe Chris to vote for it, and that's two.
Maybe.
And then people, if you like the show, then just pick Warrior, you know, Secret Warrior Death Plan Clan, and you're in. You're smooches, baby. You're in. Clean sales. You know what I mean?
Right on.
Tell your dad. Just kidding. Don't tell your dad, dude.
Why not? Tell your mom.
He's probably old.
Tell your friends.
Tell your mom for sure. Tell her. Tell her about it. Tell your mom.